Washington Post, Trump uses violence as political fuel for re-election fight. By Joel B. Polak on September 8, 2020. The Washington Post accused President Donald Trump on Tuesday of using violence, or depictions of violence, as political fuel for his re-election campaign. In a news article by Michael Shearer titled "Trump Employs Images of Violence as Political Fuel for Re-Election Fight," the Post claims that merely by depicting the violence that has taken place in Democrat-run cities, sometimes with the support of Democrats, Trump is amplifying domestic conflict. When shared on Twitter, the article's headline shortens to "Trump Employs Violence as Political Fuel for Re-Election Fight." The article makes no mention of the fight that Trump's rival, Democratic Party presidential nominee Joe Biden, has used images of violent conflict from the very start of his campaign. Biden launched his campaign in April 2019 calling for a battle for the soul of our nation and using images of violent clashes in Charlottesville, Virginia, in 2017. Biden falsely claimed that Trump called the neo-Nazis their very fine people. In fact, Trump said they should be condemned totally. On Tuesday, Biden launched an ad featuring what the Post might call graphic depictions of violence, but attempted to blame Trump for the unrest. Trump has spent the past several months taking action to quell the violence and offering federal assistance to Democrat-run cities and states. He has also explicitly urged his supporters not to use violence or to take the law into their own hands when confronted by left-wing rioters. As Breitbart News documented in a recent fact check, Biden has been slow to condemn the violence. When he has done so, he has frequently blamed police and falsely characterized riots as peaceful protests. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His new book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.